Savior is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
The blood that Jesus shed for me upon the cross of Calvary, it flowed down from his hands and feet and stained the stones that lay upon the ground. It's still the same today, the blood that never lost its power. It can wash the vilest sinner clean. It's still the same today. The thief that hung beside the Lord cried unto him,
on the subject of people becoming born again, the Lord Jesus Christ resurrecting them from the dead, bringing them out of the grave, and getting them into the kingdom of life. Yes, God has told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel, to sound the alarm, to bring forth a message that will give people hope. We need to do that because we have been called to roll away the stone so that the dead can come forward at the calling of God. When we preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, people hear it and they understand it. Now it's up to them to accept what has been preached to them. They need to open their hearts to the voice of the Holy Spirit and take hold of that eternal life. The Bible teaches us in Hebrews chapter 10, if we sin after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sin, but a fearful looking towards the terrible indignation of God. What does it mean if we sin after we have received the knowledge of the truth? It simply means this. Once a person's heart is open to the gospel, once he understands it and he rejects it, there is no other offering for your salvation. There is no more sacrifice. This is the highest it goes. And if you reject that, then the only thing that is waiting for you is fiery indignation for God. So people need to turn to the Lord for salvation. And we, the children of God, need to roll away the stone so that God can call them out of the grave. Today I want to teach on a subject on how to check out whether you're truly born again or not. In scriptures, there are many ways of checking out your salvation. Make sure you know that you belong to God. And becoming a Christian is not just repeating after somebody and then hoping that you're a Christian. In John chapter 1, it tells us, to them that believe on his name, to them give he the power to become the sons of God. Have you become a child of the King since you have believed? Since you have your eyes have been opened to that incredible truth? Today I want to bring forth a message on how to check yourself. But before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord for blessing. Heavenly Father, I come before you in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord, that you will bless the listeners today. Open their hearts to the truth. Lord God, you're soon coming back for your bride. And we need to be ready for that trumpet sound. We need to be ready to meet you in the air. So, Heavenly Father, you will anoint this message today. You will open people's hearts so that they can become a blessing to themselves. I thank you for the grace of God. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. After I became born again, what I did was I searched scriptures to make sure that I was truly born again, that I was a child of God, and that I would get into the kingdom of God. I did not give up until it was settled in my heart. I wouldn't lay scripture aside until I was totally sure on where I was going and where my eternal life was going to be. And of course, I continued to study after that, but I did not quit on the subject till I was assured. And one of the things that really got my attention is how people are today. When you talk to them about the righteousness of God, they somehow want to heap to themselves their own righteousness. Religion does that. In many Christian organizations fall back into heaping to themselves righteousness that is of the flesh. It tells us in Romans chapter 10, verse 3, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For God is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. So, what is this scripture saying here? People are ignorant of the righteousness that God demands. And then they go about to establish their own righteousness. But the Lord very clearly declares, the one who fulfills the righteousness of the law is the one that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. There, the law is fulfilled. You have accepted the sacrifice. God has completely fulfilled the law. He has kept the law completely. So we need to check out whether we believe that. It tells us in Romans chapter 3, verse 10, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are all together become unprofitable. There is none that does good. No, not one. When you became a Christian, did you understand that about yourself? Or are you still trying to believe that somehow you were pretty good? Well, if that's the case, then you will have trouble with your salvation because you don't fully believe the Word of God. So if you insist that you were a pretty good guy before you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, if you do not accept the fact that you were dead in trespasses and sin, then you may not be born again. See, these are scriptures put there to check out whether you agree with scriptures. This is how I check myself out. Where do I stand with certain scripture? Do I tick what the Word of God says, or do I want to bring in my own way of thinking? Well, it doesn't matter what we think. It's what the Word of God says. And if our spirit does not accept what the Word of God teaches, then there could be a problem with our salvation. There is another scripture found in Galatians chapter 5. It talks about the works of the flesh. It tells us, now the works of the flesh are manifest, that they are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, witchcraft, hatred, strife, envyings, murders, drunkenness, and partying. Are you out there living like that, or telling yourself you're born again, you can do whatever you want, it doesn't really touch you? If that's the case, then there may be a problem with your salvation. You may not be born again because the Spirit of God does not witness to your spirit that you should abstain from these things. It tells us in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 5, for this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, nor an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of God. So if you are living a lifestyle like that and still insisting that you're born again, then there may be a problem with your salvation there. You may not truly be born again. Don't be fooled. I'm bringing these scriptures in for you to check out whether you're truly born again or not. Do you practice this lifestyle? If you do, if you're practicing it with no remorse, then I can assure you, you are not born again by the Spirit of God. A religious person believes that he's good, that he can perform good deeds for God to enter into the kingdom of God. That is a sign that he is not born again. A person who lives for the devil and still thinks he is born again, that is the sign that he is not truly born again. Let's look at the scripture found in Romans chapter 3, where it talks about homosexuality. Today, we see many people proclaiming that they are born again, but they are born again homosexuals. That is an oxymoron. You cannot be a homosexual and be a born again believer. When you proclaim that you're homosexual and you say that the Word of God accepts it as a natural thing, that very clearly indicates that the spirit that is within you does not agree with the Word of God. For the Word of God teaches that any immoral lifestyle is an abomination to God, and that includes homosexuality. If you insist that God is at peace with you when you do that, then there is something wrong with the spirit that is in you. It is not the right spirit. The Word of God will not go against God. It will stand to the end, regardless how people try to manipulate it. And then we have people who proclaim today that everybody is going to heaven. Jesus died for everyone. Everybody is now saved. That is anti-scripture. Anybody who believes that should check out his heart, because your spirit does not agree with the spirit of the Word of God. The Word of God clearly teaches us, to them that believe on his name, to them give he the power to become the sons of God. And there is another interesting scripture found in 1 Corinthians chapter 16. If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be accursed. So if you're nonchalant about the whole thing, there may be a reason for that. The Holy Spirit does not reside in you. The Spirit of the living God has no part of you. These scriptures are given to us so that we can check out whether we truly belong to God or not. And then we have people today who claim that Israel, that the church has replaced Israel. That is a lie from Satan. For the Lord God himself made a covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that his seed will endure forever, that the nation of Israel will stand all the way to the end. In the end, the flag of Israel will fly over Jerusalem when Jesus comes back. The Bible teaches us in one day they will turn to the Lord and realize the mistake they had made. Yes, God is not finished with Israel yet. They are a very important part of the end times. And if you are out there insisting that God is finished with those people, then the spirit that is within you may not be the spirit of the living God. These scriptures are given to us to check out whether we are truly born again or not. So, dear friends, when you read scripture, what are you looking for? Are you checking out to make your calling and election sure, like Peter teaches us in 2 Peter chapter 1. We need to do that. Forever seek out whether you're in good standing with the God of the universe. It is the blood of Jesus that makes us acceptable to him. And it is our love for scripture and our love for righteousness that proves that we have been born into this kingdom. People need to understand, if you have no love for scripture, if you have no love for righteousness, then there is a good indication that the Spirit of the living God is not residing in your heart. So turn to the Lord Jesus Christ today. Give him your life and heart and become a blessing to yourself. The Lord will open your heart to these awesome truths and make you a blessing. Amen.
pain and suffering he would have to bear. His love he had for all mankind would not be denied. He was none other than the Son of
When I teach on having a relationship with God, I teach on it because I believe this is the most important thing that a Christian can have. Because when you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, if you draw close to Him, your heart becomes assured of your position and standing with Him. When we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, when we see the way of salvation, then we need to start having a relationship and enjoying the presence of the Holy Spirit. Because the Bible teaches us in 2 Peter chapter 1, if we do have that relationship and don't stray from our Lord, then we know that our calling and election is sure. But if we don't have a relationship, the Bible teaches us that we could even forget that we have been purged from our old sins. I want to give you a good example on what a relationship with God does in times of trouble. Jonah the prophet in the Old Testament was given a commission to go to Nineveh and preach repentance, or else the Lord was going to destroy the city. And Jonah the prophet decided he didn't like those people, so he wasn't going to warn them, regardless what God said or what God did. So he ran away from God. And then when he finally recognized that God was on his trail, because they were in the ship in the midst of the sea and there was a terrible storm, so he finally recognized the fact that God meant business and that he had been disobedient to him, he told the people on the ship that they should throw him overboard. And the minute they did, a fish swallowed him. And then something happened to Jonah. I personally believe Jonah died in the fish's belly, because it tells us in Jonah chapter 2, verse 2, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me out of the belly of hell, cried I, and thou heardest my voice. It tells us in verse 6, I went down to the bottom of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remember the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thine holy temple. So here he tells us that he cried out from the belly of hell. It tells us that he went down to the bottom of the mountains. It tells us that the earth bars were around him. Whenever you read of people who have been to hell and have come back, they see bars and gates shutting up those who are there. And this is exactly what Jonah is describing here. So what can one learn from that? I personally believe, regardless how deep your hell is, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, he will hear your weakest cry. Jonah was in the very pit of hell, and he cried out to God, and God heard him. So if you have a problem, or if you are in despair, or if you have sunk into sin where you cannot help yourself anymore, cry out to God, and he will hear your voice. He will hear and rescue you if you will cry out like Jonah did. Jonah knew that he was finished. He knew that it was over for him. But when he cried out to God, the Lord delivered him out of his predicament. So if one knows the Lord Jesus Christ, regardless where he is or how deep he has gone, the Lord will hear his cry and will help him. The Apostle Paul tells us in Romans chapter 8, verse 38, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." So regardless where we are, regardless what happened, once we have the Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts, his love will always surround us. The Lord will open your heart to these awesome truths and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.